From Washington, this is VOA News. Another foreign physician has been infected with the Ebola virus in Africa. The U.S. Secretary of State emphasizes the administration's stance on U.S. troops in Iraq. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A French staff member of Doctors Without Borders has contracted the Ebola virus while working in Liberia. The humanitarian relief organization announced in a press release Wednesday that the woman who was on assignment in Monrovia was placed in isolation Tuesday after developing a fever. She'll be taken to France for treatment. The woman is the most recent case of foreign health care workers who have become ill while treating Ebola patients in West Africa. The World Bank Group warns that the West Africa Ebola crisis could deal a huge economic blow to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone unless swift action is taken.
World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim held a teleconference Wednesday to outline the economic effects of the Ebola epidemic.
Our findings indicate that if the virus continues to spread, the economic cost to these countries could grow eightfold by 2015. This would deal a potentially catastrophic blow to their already fragile economy.
Kim says the top priority is to save lives and prevent new infections. The World Bank assessment focuses only on Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. But preliminary estimates indicate if the Ebola virus spreads to other African nations, the impact could be many billions of dollars. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says American troops in Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission in the fight against Islamic State militants. Kerry told that to a Senate committee Wednesday. This is VOA News. Kerry told the committee that this is not 1991 or 2003 when U.S. forces were sent to Kuwait and Iraq to fight. He said their mission is training and supporting Iraqi forces on the ground, enabling the Iraqis to do what they must do.
From the last decade, we know that a sustainable strategy is not U.S. ground forces. It is enabling local forces to do what they have to do for themselves and for their country. I want to be clear. The U.S. troops that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission.
Kerry also said it is critical for Congress to approve funds to arm and train the moderate opposition in Syria. Iraqi security sources say government forces and Islamic State militants engaged in fierce clashes Wednesday, leaving about 30 people dead. The clashes took place in Iraq's western province of Anbar, where security forces have been trying to recapture Fallujah, Ramadi, and other cities lost to militants in recent months. In one incident, a suicide car bomb blast destroyed a bridge in Ramadi, killing 9 people. In the final day of campaigning before Scotland's independence referendum, 3 public opinion polls show no votes, which would keep Scotland part of Great Britain in the lead. Speaking to Sky News, British Prime Minister David Cameron said he's nervous but confident that Scots will say no.
Well, of course, everyone who cares about our United Kingdom, and I care passionately about our United Kingdom, is nervous, but I'm confident that we've set out how Scotland can have the best of both worlds, a successful economy with the growing number of jobs we see today, and the Scottish unemployment rate at 6% is actually lower than the unemployment rate in London and shows what a success the Scottish economy is. So the success of that, but combined with the ability of Scots, if they vote no, to have even more powers and even more say over how to run their own affairs in Scotland.
An Ipsos Mori poll on the eve of the referendum showed the support for independence has risen to 49% and the number of those against dropped to 51%. The support for independence has increased 7% since a similar poll was conducted on August 5th. The turnout of Thursday's referendum is expected to be very high since over 95% of constituents have registered to vote. A prominent Chinese academic who is critical of Beijing's treatment of the Uyghur ethnic minority group has rejected the charges and evidence against him at the opening of his separatism trial. Lawyers for Ilham Toti, an economics professor and outspoken member of the mainly Muslim group that has long complained of persecution in the far western Xinjiang region, told reporters after the hearing Wednesday that the testimony against their client was not trustworthy. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.